This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Generation Next Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Wow.
Generation Next here on your Tuesday, woolly, windy, wonderful, wacky evening it is outside tonight. Tonight we're talking about Toby is in the house to talk about his...
Yeah, all kinds of outrageous things, where I've been, where I'm going, where you're going. We're chatting about friendships after high school, reunions.
A bit of gay school as well.
Ching, some upcoming events.
And a fantastic prize to give away if you SMS in. Petro's also here tonight, talking plenty about Generation Next tonight, plenty on right now. We're Guy Sebastian, I Like It Like That. Generation Next here on Joy 94.9. Kyle, Petro and Toby here with you tonight. A big show tonight. We've got plenty on. We're talking about your friendships after high school and graduations, and if you've got graduations and reunions and all that sort of thing coming up. It sort of came up with... I've got my reunion, 10-year primary school reunion coming up next year.
Primary school reunion?
I know, yeah. I'm feeling really old.
And have you caught up with many of those primary school people since primary school ended?
Oh, about 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Not many. No.
Like, I mean, because surely during primary school, I would have been married to at least, you know, a couple of youngsters. And,
yeah.
You know, I feel like they're the sort of people who I need to reconnect with now.
Totally.
And get them back in your life, because they might be rich now.
Uh-huh. I don't think those marriages count.
No.
But it's worth a shot, isn't it?
It is. If it makes you happy, that's all that matters. If you've got a good story about your reunions, graduations, whatever you've done with high school since you've left high school or primary school, send us an SMS on 0427JOY949 or email us on onair@joy.org.au. First of all, we're going to be talking to Toby. He's going on a trip soon. He's just come back from a youth playwriting conference called Interplay. Over to you.
Yeah, well, let me set the scene for you first. It's been going since 1985. It's a playwriting conference solely for young people. Look, I've got a whole lot of kind of, you know, all of the stuff that they would tell you about if you went to the internet site. And you can do that at www.worldinterplay.org. And I encourage you to do so if, you know, you're at all interested in writing. But I'll tell you my experience instead. 50 playwrights from around the world in the largest, most STI-ridden, glammed-up hostel in all of Cairns. And when I say Cairns, I'm not talking C-A-N-N-E-S. I'm talking far north Queensland, C-A-I-R-N-S.
Oh, okay. Tropical Cairns.
Tropical, far north tropical Queensland. This is where, like, we bring, like, 50 people from around the world to show them, like, you know, a really good time and, like, show them culture. And well, it was kind of how I imagined New Orleans to be if it was about eighth the size, had no jazz, and vomit came in a can instead of having to drink it first. That and about a million drunk British backpackers with the sensibilities of a pack of rugby league players. And then, yeah, then there was us. 50 somewhat introverted playwrights from around the world getting progressively hotter and hotter, taking off more of our clothes, staying up till 4 in the morning, talking feverishly about the state of theatre, poetry, art, and pornography in a dorm room that we'd removed the bunks from and replaced with wooden tables, laptops, a pile of bottles, and a complete disregard for the fire alarm system. And back in my dorm room, there was an Irish slapper making a lot of noise that sounded like maybe she was getting into a hot bath. You know, like, oh,
no.
Anyway, needless to say, I didn't go back into my dorm room because there were no baths. In a hostel. So I stayed up till 4 in the morning a lot of nights talking about theatre.
So did that erratic environment, did that provide inspiration for your writing?
Certainly did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a particularly offensive piece about the mayor of Cairns in which I set her on fire. And had a whole bunch of, like, monks walking around in a ritual spitting on her. So, yeah, that was...
Oh, Toby. A bit controversial.
Yeah, they didn't let me put that one on.
They didn't, no.
No, but back here in Melbourne, that kind of thing, it's run of the mill. I mean, yeah. It wouldn't even raise an eyebrow here.
What did you have to do to get into it?
Just sent off, like... So, I sent off a poem and a play that I'd written earlier in the year. Though I feel like probably you could get away with if you were just a poet.
Yeah.
And who doesn't? Well, in fact, lots of people. But you know, if you write a journal or something, hell, you could. I suppose you could send it off. Yeah, it was not that hard. They just judge you based upon your writing and passion. Or
yeah.
So
how sexy you were. I think that was important because it was a pretty sexy place.
Oh, really? Really? Oh, yeah. You would have got A marks for that.
These creative types, just they go crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you mix well with the other students?
Definitely. I'm going to where am I going now? I'm going to Holland to hang out in Rotterdam and Amsterdam. I'm going to Germany to hang out with this guy that likes people to be on time and enjoys structure. yeah, all over
the... A lot of Germans are like that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy from Switzerland who... Yeah, he was... Yeah, he wasn't... Hey, he was Swiss. So, hey, yeah.
Did you get to do a lot of group work?
Yeah, we did stuff in... Had these base groups of six. We made a short film while we were there just because it was such a great chance to hook up with other like minds. So it wasn't a part of the program, but there was a guy there who was tutoring and he was like, hey, let's make a movie.
Yeah.
Did you find that a lot of people had creative differences?
Yeah, I mean, some people's work I found banal and uninteresting and, you know, and they found... But they were, they were doing stuff that we'll probably actually get, paid for. So, yeah, it was really good to see stuff from all around the world and people who were making, two-dimensional puppet theatre in Bulgaria. And then, so it was definitely, a chance to kind of put our opinions and...
Now, have you had much of your work put to life?
I've had a few plays on. It's not like you really needed a massive track record to get there.
Yeah.
But then the tutors and the people who were leading the workshops and so on were all... have all been working for
so a while. Do you know if these workshops will be happening again, if anyone's interested?
It happens every year. Actually, every 2 years it happens in Australia in beautiful Cairns. Or it was Townsville, but I think they've sort of stepped up. Yeah. And I reckon we can push them to Port Douglas or somewhere like that next. Somewhere,
Noosa or something like that.
Somewhere that the Packers own. Something like that, something really, really glamorous with the nude beach. That would, that's my kind of optimal setting for writing plays.
Yep.
Yeah. And then every other year it happens in Europe, which I think you might need to be a European resident to be a part of. But, damn it, I'm going to move to Europe just so I can do it again next year.
It's definitely worth it. And does it change? It changes every year, or it's always going to be in Cairns? You're always going to be pushing it?
I think it's supposed to be in Cairns permanently now.
Yep.
Cairns, then in Europe, then in Cairns, then in Europe.
Well, it's improving tourism. Surely.
Yeah.
Now, you're going overseas for the next 4 months, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Ireland. And then maybe, who knows, maybe I'll just stay there until this playwriting thing comes around again.
And just come back and that will be your holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was not a holiday. I mean, I'm going to Ireland to, to study.
Oh, so you are going to study?
Yeah. To study, I don't know.
Do you have any...
James Joyce and poor people.
And co.
That's about how to serve, potatoes. I don't know much about Ireland. I figure that's it.
Yeah. What was that movie with Lisa McCune, The Potato Wars or something like that?
Was it?
I don't know. There was something
important.
I know it's Irish and you just refer Irish to potatoes.
Important.
I love my Irish people. We're going to go to a song now. We're going to play an old song now. It's Graduation by Vitamin C, and because we're talking about graduations
and I should say that potatoes are surprisingly high in vitamin C.
Oh, really?
Surprising.
Well,
are you surprised?
Segue.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Nice.
That's why I set that up.
I'm not even going to Ireland. It was all just a scam to tell you about this next song.
This show is running perfectly. Remember, you can SMS us on 0427JOY949. And Toby's got one more thing.
One more thing that I learnt about Cairns is that Sapphire is the only gay bar and you don't need shoes. Thongs will be fine, but you will need ID.
Right.
Okay.
Very important.
What about singlets? Can you wear singlets? I'm always amazed that you can't wear singlets into places.
Yeah, I don't think tops are necessary at all.
No, it's one of those ones.
They usually aren't in gay clubs, are they?
No, they end up coming off. 0427JOY949. This is Graduation by Vitamin C. SMS us in any of your stories about graduations.
Greek and Gay for Greek GLBTI people and their friends. Discuss issues about family, religion, coming out and sexuality. Enjoy our regular social events. Eating, drinking, dancing in a circle. Visit GreekandGay.com. Greek and Gay. Is there any other way?
Do you like a social game of tennis or think you have the balls for something more competitive? Then why not take a swing at Vic Tennis? Vic Tennis is a social sporting group for people of all skill levels. If you're game or up for a game, check them out at victennis.com. Game,
Generation Next here on Joy 94.9. We're talking about friendships after school and graduations and reunions and all that sort of thing. And Ryan, our resident research bitch from the Petri dish, is in.
Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Fine, thank you. I'm very excited to be here. Cool. Very, very
excited. The best show on Joy.
So I've heard.
Yeah, or one of the best shows.
After the Petri dish.
After the Petri dish. After the Petri dish.
Of course. The reason why I came up with this topic tonight was... Actually, it was I think it was last week. I was walking to Joy, and I bumped randomly into a friend I used to have from high school who I'd completely, you know, just kind of drifted apart from after high school ended, just had no contact with. But we randomly bumped into each other in the city, and it was just such a surprise. Like, you know, he was so much taller and
different.
And different, but, you know, he recognized me instantly. So I thought, you know, I thought we'd discuss... friendships after high school, do they last? Why the ones that do last, why do they last, and why do we drift apart from some other people?
It's a funny thing. Like I was saying before, that I had a friend in kindergarten, primary school, and the start of high school, and it was pretty much sort of after year 7 and 8, and we went to the same kindergarten, went to the same primary school, different high schools though, and ever since then we sort of just drifted apart. And I reckon like it's just stopping spending so much time together.
Yeah.
You just don't talk as much. And
well, I graduated, I think it was... 2005 I graduated. So, it's been almost 4 years for me now. And there's only probably, my friendship group in high school, probably 3 people that I'd still consider really close friends. But apart from that, I don't keep much in contact with anyone else.
Let's hear from the man in the white jacket. is there a scientific reason behind this? Can you explain this away for us?
No, but thank you for your patronising throw.
Now, Ryan, you've got a 10-year reunion coming up this Friday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you for rubbing it in.
You're 10.
I am
10. 10 years out of high school.
Yes.
All right.
Now, how do you feel about that?
Well, actually, I feel really, really old, particularly surrounded by you guys. But
do you feel like a failure as well?
No, I've achieved all of my life goals. I'm a mad scientist. The thing is, I certainly don't feel like 10 years have gone by. Mm. It makes me sound like one of my parents, but it actually is amazing how quickly it all goes. Mm. And the other thing is, I am...
Your hair.
That's unfair.
Muscle tone. <It's radio. laughs>
I work very hard for both this hair and this muscle. Thank you. No, stop distracting me or I'm never, ever going to be able to say anything coherent. The issue is that you were saying you still keep in contact with 3 people, was it?
Yeah.
I sadly don't keep in contact with any now.
So that's the question I've got. If you don't keep in contact with any of these people, and is there a reason why you haven't kept in contact with any of them?
Well, the major reason is that we just kind of all went different paths because, as you were saying before, when you're at school, you're kind of compressed together.
Like a pressure cooker.
Yes.
And then when they open the lid and the steam comes out...
You just explode out in different directions and then have nothing in common with each other anymore, basically. Yeah. And then, you know, as you get older, you all go to different universities, you move to different cities. One of my friends has got married and isn't allowed to go out anymore or see anyone else. Hello, James, if you're listening. But
James, get away from that radio.
Oh, he'd kill me if he knew what I was talking about. Anyway, so that's the main problem. It's just that you just grow apart.
I hear the main problem. Let's move to secondary problems.
Yes.
Go on. They used to hit you a lot?
The teachers?
No, not that. Well.
No. But so the main problem is that you move apart. And the second problem is?
Well, the second problem is that, like, for the people I imagine would be the audience for this show, is that...
Hello.
It's if you're not out at school, then when you come out at university or something like that, it really does change the relationships you have with the people you grew up with. I mean, perhaps not so much recently and not in all cases, but it really can change a lot of relationships. So my best friend all the way through primary school and secondary school, when I came out to him, just flatly refused to ever speak to me again. So, you know, we just haven't spoken since I was 20 or something.
God, will he be at the reunion?
Possibly. If he is, I don't know that he's going to talk to me.
Well, you don't have to wear the fruit hat.
No.
No, but you should.
Well, I find it goes very well with my scarf.
Yeah. Excellent.
And if you don't mind me asking, was the problem... Was it the fact you were gay that he had the problem with, or the fact that you didn't tell him after all these years?
It's a good question. But sadly, in this case, I think it was... I conflicted with his moral beliefs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had the same problem with a guy that I was very good friends with all through high school, and then didn't last probably 2 years of high school, didn't talk to him quite as much. After school, we went to a 18th or 19th or something like that and talked for a little while, and he goes, "Oh, I heard you were gay." And I'm like, "Yeah, well, I've always been gay, but I just didn't tell you." And when we were at school, and we still don't talk. It's not like... It was like one night of going, "Oh, that's so awesome," blah, 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 and we still don't talk.
Mm.
But that's just like a thing of, I suppose, when you spend so much time together and you do have something in common in school, and then you leave school and you pick up more hobbies and you're studying different things, you just get different, hobbies? Things that you have an interest with each other.
Like hating Mrs. Jamison is no longer enough to maintain a friendship.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, I think the biggest difference is just growing apart. I think it's only in a couple of rare and probably unfortunate cases that it comes down to an issue of sexuality or something like that.
And it's growing up as well.
Yes.
So do you see this reunion as a chance to get together with people again, to see what they're up to?
to hit on people, basically. That's what we're saying. Will you be hitting on people?
See who else has come out since they left high school?
No, I will definitely not be hitting on people.
Have you checked them out on Facebook?
I have checked them out
on Facebook.
There's
got to be a couple of lookers there.
Well, there are a couple of guys at school that were, you know, I would have done anything for in year 10 to 12, but they've just gone downhill since then.
Mm. It's kind of good, actually.
No, I feel great about it.
Oh, good. Is that what you want to find out, where people have... What's happened to people since high school finished?
Yeah, well, it is kind of interesting just to see how people have... what people have done in the last 10 years, that sort of thing. And there's always the hope that the people you didn't like have failed at life and the people you did have gone on to do bigger and better things.
Is there the fear that people are going to... you're going to go and see someone who you probably had a bit of competition with during high school, and then you go there and say, "Well, I'm a mad scientist now," and they'll be like, "Well, I'm a overly paid lawyer."
Yes. Science isn't a very high-earning career.
No, but it garners a lot more trust than a lawyer. In fact, it garners more trust than pretty much any other job that you could ask for.
Well, obviously, you don't watch a lot of B-grade movies, because actually we're personally responsible for destroying the world several times.
But you're responsible for that because we invest so much power in you. When a guy in a white jacket tells me to do something, I'll do whatever he says.
Mm. Yeah, very true.
You should wear your white jacket.
So, Kyle, are you going to this primary school reunion?
I probably will. Yeah? There's some people... The thing with where I live, like living around the area that I live, we all went to school in different schools, but the same area. So, your social network is pretty much the same. Like, I suppose it'd be different for people who move away from where they went to school. Mm. I've sort of stuck around and I might meet someone at a party and I'll say, "Oh, I went to this school." And they'll go, "I know so-and-so that went to that school." And then you've got that link. So... you're never really far away from that person. So I think going back and seeing some people will be interesting, seeing others won't be so interesting. Like you say, there's some people you just don't really care to know what they've been doing.
What about you, Toby? Would you go to a reunion?
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't say no to any kind. I'll go to someone else's reunion if you want me to come.
I don't know if
would
I...
you?
I don't think I'd do it. No.
Don't you remember me? I was that kid you kept bullying, asshole. Now's my chance for revenge.
I think my reasoning is the people that I want to keep in touch with, I do.
Mm.
So I don't really have any reason to want to see anybody else.
Yeah, it's true. I suppose that's the thing. If you have something in common enough to talk to someone, you just keep doing it, no matter what.
Mm. It comes down to pure curiosity. You just want to see what people have done. Yeah.
Once every 10 years or something, you can see.
Because I find that a lot, especially with Facebook these days, you get a whole lot of people from high school who you didn't even really talk to back then. But they want to be your friend on Facebook. Yeah, it's just...
And I've always had that one awkward message. I'm like, "Hey, what have you been up to?" And that's about it. And they either don't reply or they reply and that's it.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, if anyone's got any experiences of reunions, or would they go to a reunion if there was one for their high school or primary school, what can they do, Carl?
They can SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email us in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. And we also have a fantastic prize to give away if you do SMS in and we think you got the best stories. It's a double movie... I'll start again. A double movie pass prize pack. to go and see Band Slam and Dance Flick. So there's a fantastic double movie pass.
Imaginatively named films there.
Band Slam and Dance Flick. I'm pretty sure that's a movie about singing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
A movie, is it?
Yeah. It's
right.
Just make sure to include your name and your join number, your membership number. You have to be a member to get involved. But right now, we've got a track.
We are listening to Boys Like Girls, Love Drunk.
Joy 94.9. Generation Next Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Seahorse Victoria is a social and support group for the transgender community.
For the transgender community.
Share your issues problems, and successes with others who identify as transgendered in a safe and supportive social environment. Find out more at seahorsevic.com.
Badjar is a 24-hour service in Victoria, helping sick and injured wildlife. We're looking for new volunteers to assist us in helping our furry friends. For more info on how to get involved, check out badjar.org.au. That's badgar.org.au.
Generation Next here on Joy 94.9. We're talking about graduations and reunions and all the rest of it. You can SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And don't forget, we're also podcasting on our website, joy.org.au. Right now, though, we're joined by Nick, who's representing Orlando the Third. It's an indie night in Victoria Street in Brunswick.
An indie queer night.
An indie queer night, to be more specific. Welcome, Nick.
G'day. How are you going?
Very good. Tell us a bit about Orlando the Third.
Yeah, basically, it's really kind of an amateur DIY night that myself and a few friends put together. This is our third one, and it's actually happening this Friday at the Vic on Victoria Street, which is in Brunswick, just next to Brunswick Station.
Yeah.
If people are interested. Basically, yeah, it's just like kind of a really open, non-discriminatory sort of night. We actually wanted to create a space in Brunswick that was going to be queer-friendly and indie and open to anyone. So, yeah.
Terrific. Okay, so the bit that sparked my eye was as a small gesture to help ease the financial pressure on those who have children to care for, you're offering a rebate of $30 for those who call ahead and explain this. Run that by me.
Yeah, basically because no one gets paid. We only charge $4 at the door. Everyone's volunteering, and we were kind of really surprised and taken aback how successful it was, and it was kind of like a real sellout the last few ones. So we had a bit of money left over, and I thought, well, it's kind of like just a small gesture to help people out who otherwise can't always afford to come out. So, yeah, it's not going to, like, make it possible for everyone that can't make it, but, yeah, $30 is something that we thought we'd give.
Helps with public transport.
And so they can have
babysitter.
Someone. Yeah, basically that's it, yeah. But because no one gets paid, it was just like, what are we going to do with this money? Let's, give it back.
So what kind of indie music will you be playing?
A real mixed. It's kind of not just indie as in terms of, like, you know, strictly indie.
Yeah.
We go into hip-hop, a bit of new wave, post-punk. Yeah, it's kind
of very eclectic.
Yeah, kind of eclectic, but not sort of totally beyond everyone. Like, it's songs that most people will know, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just kind of like stuff that makes people want to dance, really, is our focus.
What time does it start?
We have the doors opening at 8,
yep.
And because the Vic is only a pub, we're only licensed till 1, so you've got to come early or else you're going to miss out.
You'd be lining up for nothing.
Yeah, that's right. It's really horrible to be lining up at 12:30 knowing you're only going to get in there for half an hour.
Yep.
So I know it's kind of against everyone's instinct to come early, but you got to remember we're only a pub. So.
I'm just blown away. You're paying people $30 to come.
Well, not just anyone. You do have to phone ahead, and I'll give that number out, actually, I better, because we can only really give it to people who phone ahead because we don't have heaps and heaps of money.
Yeah.
But it's 0423-232-245.
I love that you've written here, the team are persistent in promoting it beyond the in-the-know hipsters. That's
yeah,
great.
Kind of. I mean, you know, everyone's going to know about it. We have a huge following on Facebook. And as I said, like, they're not trying to get sold out. So, but we kind of think, well, you know, if anyone wants to come and they're not, like, in the in crowd, then yeah, why not let them know about it? So yeah.
So get $4 or a baby and get yourself down to Orlando the Third is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it.
Right. OrlandoInBrunswick.wordpress.com is where they can find out more about it. WordPress.
Yeah. And look it up on Facebook.
That's easy
yeah.
enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic, Nick. Good on you for setting up these events.
No problem. Yeah, it's been great.
How old does a child have to be? Can I count Petro? Is that sweet?
Look, if
Toby, you're my father.
If I get $30, it's cool, man. I can pay for you to come in as well.
Well, hey, we're not Centrelink, so we're not really going to be checking up. Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of like an honor system. We hope people who want to call really want it, and that's fine.
You should be Centrelink, goddammit.
Yeah, this is easy.
I know. I didn't even have to queue up. He came to us. Yeah. He came to us.
Alrighty. Well, if you're interested in attending the Orlando the Third Childcare Friendly Indie Queer Night, it's happening...
DIY Queer Indie.
DIY, of course.
Definitely. Non-profit DIY Queer Indie.
Yeah. It's this Friday, August the 28th.
That's right, this Friday.
Now, for those who don't know, Nick is also our podcaster of Generation Next.
Yeah, I'm the one that's ripping out the music. So
he's the... Yeah.
And putting that, this is a podcast.
Yeah.
At the start, I like
so,
that.
Yeah, I hope everyone's enjoying my work.
Yeah, good work, Nick. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Alrighty.
As I said before, we are talking about graduations, reunions. We're still getting SMSs in.
Yeah, we've had one from Brad, haven't we?
Brad, yes. Brad has messaged in.
He made his way through the filter.
Through the filter. There's a ton of messages here. It's overflowing with messages. What's with Generation Y celebrating graduation from high school? Graduation was always something celebrated post-uni.
Put an old person voice on. Graduation was always something celebrated post-uni in my day. We still had mark-up day. Sure, we did. We had mark-up day, But it was never a graduation. Then again, I ended my high school 20 years ago.
This year, 20 years ago. I don't think he's that
okay.
old.
Then again, 20 years ago this year, and I wouldn't be going to any reunion should they have one. Brad.
I thought high school reunions had been going on for years.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Generation Y thing.
Because there's that friend finder website. My dad's on it, and he finds all these people he went to school with that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's funny. But he wouldn't go to graduation.
Nick, how long has it been since you graduated from high school?
Too long. It's
he doesn't want to say.
No.
Would you go to
a few years ago?
Would you go to a reunion?
I actually had my first reunion like not that long ago, and I was interstate at the time. So,
you didn't go.
You were the successful one.
You escaped.
He was on a business trip.
Of course, yeah. No, I had to get away, but yeah.
But Brad's raised a question that I think we could just have a quick go at answering, which was, what's the deal with Gen Y celebrating high school graduation? And it's funny because it's not something that I see Hallmark cards for, so that's I'm not going to go ahead and blame multinational corporations for it. So, where's it come from?
I suppose it's just a big thing finishing. Like, you've been at school for 6 years and it's, like, full-on 6 years setting up the rest of your life, supposedly.
And maybe it's kind of, like, more, you know, surely 20 years ago as well it was the same, but more and more it is expected that most of us will go all the way through those 6 years as opposed to, like, you know, maybe 60 years ago where it'd be like, yes, I've done year nine, now it's time to learn how to hobble boots.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot
I'd like to
pressure.
Hobble boots.
Yeah. But at the same time, there's a lot more, there's other options now you can go to do VCAL or TAFE or whatever like that. So, I don't know, maybe it's becoming defunctional, the whole graduation reunion thing.
Maybe.
And it's a nice formal place for, like, you know, teen.
Yeah.
Celebrate, I don't know.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to have a song now. We're listening to Natalie Bassingthwaite, Sunday.
Not quite. We should have got an indie song.
We should.
Have you brought something in?
No, sorry.
I had a graduation song. I got that much. Full of potatoes.
We're trying to team with the theme tonight, but what can we do? If you want to go in the draw for the prize pack, which is two movie tickets. Two double passes.
Two double passes. Band Slam and Dance Flick. So, they're brand new movies in there.
Yeah. Text us in 0427JOY949 or email us on joy.org.au. Leave us your name and your membership number. And if you're lucky enough, you might win those prizes.
Someday soon you're gonna catch that dream you've been chasing.
The Frequency. Thursdays from 9 p.m. on Joy 94.9. This week.
Bjork. The Frequency. Thursday 9 p.m. Joy 94.9. Bjork.
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 The Frequency, Thursday, 9 p.m. Joy 94.9.
Generation Next here on Joy 94.9. There's plenty happening in our fine town of Melbourne. We are podcasting as well, so make sure you jump in there. We also have a prize. We're talking about graduations, reunions. There's plenty happening tonight. If you would like to go into the draw to win a double pass for Band Slam and Dance Flick, we've got two tickets to give away.
So that's four tickets. That's four movie tickets all up.
So it's incredible value for just sending one text message.
And they've only got, what, 9 minutes to go?
You have 9 minutes. Send in your name and your membership number.
So you could make out in the back of one and still be able to watch a whole movie.
Another one. One after the other.
Brilliant.
Oh, you'll get pash rash from that.
Yeah, and the quality of these films. I don't know if I would just go and make out for both of them.
Yeah, we love them. As I said, plenty happening in our fine town of Melbourne. We are in the next couple of days on the 21st of September to the Friday, the 2nd of October, Extreme Teen Holiday Program. It's over the school holidays. The Bayside City Council will be running a school holiday program, which includes some great activities like cooking, excursions to the Royal Melbourne Show, the sailing, movies, horse riding. There's tons happening.
That's massive.
It is. There's lots there. And they're all pretty cheap. Like, they're like $10 and $6. Some things are free, like...
Sailing, horse riding.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that rich people do.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to go on this camp.
Well, it is the Bayside City Council.
Terrific.
Yeah. If you want to book, call 9599 4622. The booking's open next Monday, the 31st of August, and they're essential. You can check our blog at joy.org.au if there's anything more. Toby's got some.
Oh, yeah, what do we got here? Geelong Reconnect are inviting anyone aged 12 to 18 to create a piece of artwork about what you believe represents homelessness. And the winning entry will be made into a poster for Geelong Reconnect services, and they'll give you some vouchers to spend at shopping.
$100 whole.
Yeah, which is not massive, but presumably if you're homeless, that's... But I think that's how it works. Anyway, so to do that, write your name, age, and phone number on the back of your entry. Send it off to MacKillop Fan. You know what? I don't think... I think maybe someone should... You jump online the Reconnect Geelong website.
Yes.
No one's going to remember that.
No. And it'll be on our blog as well.
Yeah, and if you write your own song... Perhaps you do that, or you sing alone in the shower, but you want to perform it in front of a crowd and want to learn the secrets and tips of a great performance, then there's some Perform It workshops, and that's happening in Box Hill at Youth Connections from the 2nd of September until October 14th. Go to whitehorse.vic.gov.au for more on that.
And also, one more thing, get on the road. If you want to get your L's, there's 5 free driving lessons and a free test. It starts on the 8th of September and it runs for 5 weeks, every Tuesday night between 6 and 8. It's at MeTech in Colchester Road in Bayswater. If you want to get more information, contact Nina at Youth Connections. That's YOUTHCONNEXIONS at 9898 9340. For bookings and more information, you also need to have your full birth certificate to participate. But there is all that information on our blog, as usual.
And once you do that, I mean, who knows where that could take you? You could be, you know, polluting with the best of them, driving around a track hundreds and hundreds of times until you crash.
Yes.
You could be a bus driver helping the children get to school safely.
I've actually done a course there when I was at school. I did a course at this MeTech, and it's really fantastic. They've got like a big race. It's not a race course, but it's like set out like a race course, and you drive around, you get an instructor, and they just...
No, wait, it's a race course. That's what all I heard you say just then was, get on the road, there's a race course, the city of Whitehorse are paying for it, get there right now, quickly, racing in cars. You don't even need to know how to, you've never even been in a car, it doesn't matter, get in it and race at Whitehorse Council.
Well, the thing is that you don't have your license already, like you just don't get your license.
No, they don't want people with licenses, they want danger.
Yeah.
This is high stakes.
And what else is happening in town? There's the Reconnect we've talked about, the Extreme, get on the road, we've talked about plenty happening. We've got a little bit of gay school as well with our Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. There was an article came out during the week about how much money it raises for tourism in Australia. And there's obviously a lot of people. I was watching a TV documentary a while ago about a whole group of Americans that come over from obviously America on a plane. It's called the Pink Flight, and they just come over for the Mardi Gras, have a week of partying, and it generates $30 million a year.
And that's just the amount of liquor that they buy on the plane on the way over.
Yeah. So it's a lot of money that's coming into Australia for our Mardi Gras. So it's obviously, it's like just a huge event in the gay scene every single year. What else? Did we get some SMSs?
We've had one from Brad again.
Oh, no. Bradley. I'm sorry for teasing you, Brad.
He says... he basically said that 20 years ago, the expectation of dropping out at Year 9 wasn't valid, so...
Yeah, no, I was saying that was like 60 years ago, Brad. Oh.
No.
Oh, I didn't mean it.
We love you, Brad.
But I think basically he's saying that that's the reason why high school graduations... Well, that's why he thinks it's a Gen Y thing.
Yeah. I suppose it is. And like I said, I suppose it's just sort of phasing out now that there's, again, more options to be doing before you finish school. That's pretty much our show for tonight.
Hey, there's Brad, do you want these movie tickets? Go on.
If you're a member, you can have them.
Yeah, Brad wants the movie tickets.
Message us back, mate. They're yours.
Yeah, with your membership number.
Join membership number.
Yep.
I only just started remembering mine tonight. So, yeah, go me. Don't forget we are podcasting on joy.org.au and you check out our blog. The link is on the website as well. Coming up next is the Petri dish, a bit of sciencey goodness.
With Wendy and Ryan tonight.
Yes.
Shane's not in the studio
tonight.
No, yeah.
Shane's off. I don't know what Shane's doing.
He's off partying somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've got my show.
Experimenting.
Yeah, he's off experimenting.
Experimenting with glass tubes.
In a science
and
lab.
Fire.
Definitely. And I've got my show at 11 o'clock. Sound Museum, all the latest in the music industry.
All the way till 1.
All the way till 1. Yeah,
I'll
it's
be
a big
well
night for me.
By then.
Alrighty.
We're listening to Reva now from Danny Minogue. It's a fantastic song. Who Do You Love Now? It's my favourite. Have a good week. We'll all see you next week.
Good night, guys.
Goodbye, Australia.
See you later.
Joy 94.9. Generation Next Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.